currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
You have 8 FTS monitoring.
You're connected to CMN Network.
They have 8 FTS monitoring. Colonization. Repeater WA8MAC.
Morning, David. You're up kind of early. NAWRO Richmond.
NAWRO. Yeah, this is KFAFTS. You know, I'm not sure what the deal is. I guess it's a time change or something, but I've been up for about 2 hours. I was up late last night on a net from the Hazel Park group. And wife out of town, and I'm kind of knocking around trying to figure out what to do. Back to you.
Yeah, I kind of know what you're talking about. Lately, my sleep patterns have been two stages. I sleep a little bit and then get up in the middle of the night. And now with the time change being almost 5 o'clock, well, I don't think I'm going back to bed again. So, but, yeah, it is what it is. It's fine. We got a little meet and greet up here in Richmond this morning with Dave and Mike. So see if we can get some gigs for this summer, you know, at the Hike Bike Trail, and then maybe at the end of the summer something about the good old days, trying to get some events that we can deploy the group to. Back over to you.
Well, yeah, that's what it's all about. I'm going to have to get on the muscle as far as getting the FEMA cert at ICS. Do I need to get to just the first one to be deployable? That's you.
So there's a little leeway on that. EC Dave has the ability, depending on the deployed situation, to, you know, waive it. You know, if it's something simple, you could just totally be waived. But ICS 100 and 200, both ICS 100 and 200 is the one that you should strive for. And then just for this, you know, within, I think it's 6 months, or I'm not sure which, it's not really a hard date, but they want you to go ahead and have a level one. And then level one, you're just deployable without a waiver from Dave.
Oh, well, that should not be too tough to get. I've already studied up level one once, and I was ready to take the test. You know, I felt confident, and after taking a practice test, and the site was shut down for I guess a government shutdown or something. So I have to get back in and see if they got it. If somebody got in there and wedged it open, and it downloads quite a few different study guides and whatnot that will probably help. I understand that it is an open book type of test. So, if I wake up like this tomorrow, I'll probably be studying it too. KFA,
FGS, Yeah, that's another thing too. You know, if there's a delay beyond your control, obviously Dave's not going to hold us to that. But just remember, take a look at your task book real close on that level one. And, you know, ICS 100, 200 is required, but there's a few other tests that are required that might not involve them. It's too early in the morning. I can't think of what they are right now. But just remember, look only for the ones that have R required by them. And then, you know, you might make some progress. And then when you get the 100 and 200, you know, you plug away at it, and you'll end up getting it. But in the meantime, if there's a simple deployment, Dave's just probably going to waive us. But, of course, I can't speak for him. But and then once you get the level one, the idea is you'd be good for deployments within Macomb County. And then they're thinking about asking us at level two if we do deployments in neighboring counties. That's kind of the way they want to do it in the future. So, but again, no rush. Don't worry about it. It's you do it at your own pace. And of course, when it's out of your control, there's nothing you can do. It's hurry up and wait, right?
Yeah, that's the way it seems. That's the way it seems. In the meantime, I have done several other things, got set up on QRZ and what have you, and I did download Echo Link and was playing with that a little bit. I got to just more, you know, just there's a learning curve with everything, and I'm confident that it'll roll right along. I do want to get an antenna up on the house, though. I found some plans for what they're calling a Super J pole. And it's got an extra halfway on top of it with a coil. So I got to knuckle down and start building that. It would be kind of interesting to have. Supposed to have quite a bit, well, about 5 dB of gain, which... You know, some people say that the J-ball had no gain at all, but I know that I talked pretty. I hit Belle Isle from my home here in Utica, so it was a straight 20-mile shot with the antenna, tip of the antenna 10 feet off the ground. So I feel pretty good about that. And if I could, and I thought I might save this this first J-pole for maybe a POTA or something if it gets involved in something like that.
NAWRO, and that is just right there, the beauty of the hobby. You can, you know, you can focus on whatever section that you're really interested in, and there are a lot of guys, I think you've already probably picked up on it. Mike, well, you can see the Discord chat. You can tell who's really into antennas. And like homebrew and deploying and POTA, oh my gosh, there's just so many. Right now, I think we might, it always seems to happen this way. We focus a little on WinLink, you know, because the set's coming up in May, the first Saturday in May. And that's another thing. I actually pulled out the task book and looked at that. And compose and send a WinLink message to a standard email and to a call sign. Now, that's only by telnet, so that's fairly easy to do. But I think you're already done with that. Wasn't John helping you out with that?
KF8FTS, yes. In fact, you sent me a message, and I did respond to both of you with that status form, I think it was. And... I just filled it out like it's, you know, situation normal. I understand some of the guys got in there and filled out this super disaster scenario. I figured just be realistic about it with my first time in. So then I get credit. I'll have to remember to bring my book to the next in person so I can get that signed off. Roger that. Back to you.
Yeah, copy that. That's task number 13. And the form is actually a bonus. That's an extra because that's what we're actually be doing. On the mock disaster on the practice. But 13, it just says send a message to both a call sign and a regular standard email. So I think you did that. And then, that'll be signed off. And if you think about it, I'm looking at the other ones. You already got the other ones done. You have a license. The other is describe the difference between encode and decode on a repeater. I'm sure you can do that. Usually DEC Mike likes to do that one. And the other one is front panel program an HT. So pick an HT that you like. He's going to give you a frequency, and you got to program it in with the offset. Once you do that, and then as long as you get the ICS 100 and 200 available when they're open, you're level one. That's it. We'll sign off, and Dave will promote you.
Well, very good. Yes. I got this Volfang UV5R Model M, and it's a fairly simple program. It's got a lot of stuff in it that I'm not sure what it is yet, but I've got about, I think I have five repeaters programmed in with the offsets, and as well as channelized all those repeaters. And we travel up to Indiana, and so I've got Angola programmed in here, and Fort Wayne, a couple of repeaters. So I can definitely get that. Could I do that in the next 10 person?
Yes, sir. Every in-person meeting, I set up a table in the back, and it could be Mike and me back there. It could be Mike and John VOX, the new training guy, or even Dave. He can do it, and you don't even really have to wait. If you happen to see Dave at something else, and he's willing to do it, have it with you because he could do it as well. He'd be happy to do it. So. I like knocking those things off. But when you look at your tasks, but just again, I think I highlighted them. Focus on the R requirements because that's the things that you got to knock off before you get to level one. There's other requirements in there like advised and recommended, or I forget what the codes are, but you can do them if you want, but don't let them hang you up because you want to focus on the ones to get your level. And then, down the line, maybe sometime later this year, you start looking at level two. And start knocking those off too. Level two builds on level one. Some of level one goes over to level two. It's interesting. It's not too hard. Level two does. You got to do some tasks. You got to build some power poles. You got to put on a PL259. Soldering on a 259. And so you got to practice some skills there. So, but it's actually kind of fun. Back over to you.
AFA, FGS. Yes. I definitely know how to solder. My big gun, I had a 125 watt gun, and that thing got smoked somehow. When you loan things out, these things don't always come back the way you sent them out. So I've got this soldering stylus, and it's only 25 watts. It's okay for circuit boards and stuff, and I've repaired a couple of HD antennas and what have you. This is pretty fragile. But it's all interesting stuff. It's encouraging to know that there's other things I can do besides the FEMA stuff to get leveled up a bit there. KF8FGS, back to you.
NAWRO, and another good thing would be item number one for everybody, item number one on the level one, the background checks. Everyone has passed, so I can sign off on that one, too, the next time I see your task book. And I forget, David, where are you at with the Skywarn? Did you get a spot in the class that's coming up on Skywarn number six?
Yes. No, I haven't. There was a question about the date that I might have had a conflict. That was, what is it the 25th coming up here?
I have it marked on my calendar as April 25th at MISD, but in order to get it, you'd have to send an email. I think the information is on our website. Now, there's an alternate way you can do it, but you're back to home study again, and I'm not sure if that's open. You could get a Skywarn certificate, just online. A couple of the guys have done that. In fact, I think it was number 35, Al Roster, he did that because he knew he had a conflict on the 25th of April. But if you can, we suggest the in-person meeting because the weather service is there and puts it on. It's nicer. But if you can't, you can do the online method as well.
FGS. Yeah, I'm just looking at the calendar, and the conflict went away. Some friends of ours are, how do I say this? We like both kinds of music, country and western, and some friends of ours have a band, a cover band, and that's who we visit in Indiana, and they were going to be at the Redneck Riviera in Nashville on that day, but it got moved to July. So that has opened up for me. So I have it in here, Skywarn. So I better get on the stick and get registered on the website. Damn it. FGS. Thank you. NARW.
Yeah, if you can, on the website should be an email that you just send it over to emergency management, and she will, or there's even a phone number too you could call, but we all sent emails. She should kick you back an email that, yes, you have a spot reserved. Do that when you can, because I guess they fill up eventually. It's in the main lobby of MISD. There's like a little, I don't know if I call it an auditorium, but it's a rather large room, the biggest room they have, and apparently that's where it's done. So, and a lot of us will be there. We got our reservation, so, and that's good because they do, the weather service from White Lake, they do put on a pretty good production there, and we get to ask questions and stuff that, you know, so it's interactive and it's in real life, so. All right. I'll cut you loose. I better grab a little breakfast here, but good talking to you. I'm happy to hear somebody out here early. NAWRO. Back over to you, David, and I'll be clear after your final.
Yeah, I was actually kind of surprised, Tim, when you responded, you know, to my call. It's all good. It's all good. Yep, I got to get some breakfast also, and I've already had one cup of coffee, extra strong, double honey, and it's no wonder I perked up here. All right, AWRO, this is KF8FGS, that's finding good signal. We are clear.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
KF8FGS monitoring.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. connected to CMN Network.
Hello, Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango, callback.
FGS, clear this frequency.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
W8PD.
W8VD, KELAX, over here at Tim's house in Richmond, testing the HT.
Yeah, I'm multitasking here, but yeah, you sound good. You sound real good. I'm down in Warren.
Yeah, I copy that. I'm obviously in Richmond, so my receive inside the house is a little crappy, but I appreciate the report.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
TV, SWR test. BE8SCV, Style Watch clear.
You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
Kilo Echo 8 Sierra Echo Victor, testing. Test. SWR testing. TV8 SCV use Talos. 5 watts, roger.
You're connected to CMN Network.
KF8 FGS, this is KF8 FGS monitoring from Shelby Township through the Warren repeater. KFG FGS, this is KFG FGS. We're going to be clear from WA8 MAC repeater, Mount Clemens.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
This is KFG8CBT, A1 listening. KFG8CBT, anybody listening? KFG8CBT, I'll be clear listening. This is KFG8CBT, anyone listening?
Connected to CMN Network.
How you doing, WAYRC?
Doing all right tonight. How are you today? His name here is Don, Delta Oscar November, and Clinton Township, Michigan. KFG8CBT.
Hey, real good, Don. Name here is Mike. I'm up here in Lapeer. About 3 miles north of Lapeer. Anyway, just going through YouTube and looking at a couple of things here I was interested in RV stuff. And heard you in there. I'll let you know someone who was listening.
Thank you for coming back to my call, Mike. I appreciate that. Yeah, many years ago, I used to have a girl that used to live in the chair from many years ago, back in 1984, I met her at church one day, and I asked her out for coffee one day, ever since then, we've gone together for a long time, had a good relationship there for a while, but the commitment of that relationship didn't work well, because I engaged to her, and she broke it off, and broke my heart after what she did. But she's living Lapeer. A long time ago, I used to go up there on the weekends and take it down back here where I lived at Clinton Township and that. And we spend the time together. And I take it back home, drop her off at her house, and I stay a while and then go back home myself. But anyways, that was a long time ago. Here I'm 64 years old. That was like when I was 22 years old back then, you know.
Oh yeah, we all got some stories here and there. So you're 64, I'm 70, so yeah. There's all kinds of stories. you were coming up here before I-69 was all the way through to Port Huron. So, A lot has changed since then. I mean, how many pop places you want? We had 7 of them, so that was crazy. And used to be kind of a farming community, and it's definitely changed. How many people need 2 McDonald's? But we do. We got a lot of other stores now that they're just popping up. We just got a Popeyes. I don't know, I've never had a Popeyes, but I guess one of these days I'll try it. WARC.
Yeah, very good, Mike. Yeah, we have a Popeye here in where I live, not too far from where I live anyway, over there on Grosbeck. I'm not sure you know the Tamari, the area in Clinton Township area, but they're one on Grosbeck and Popeye. I've gone there before. They got good chicken there, by the way. I mean, I enjoy their chicken, but I haven't been there for years now, so I'm their chicken's right now. So the last time I was there was a long time ago when I went there last time when I did. Anyway, I'm up here on ICOM 1200 there, Mike, and boy, if I watch with the J-Pole antenna, the copper, although I think you know familiar about those antennas, but you ham yourself so you would know. So it's a pretty good J-Pole. It's something made for me years ago, a good friend of mine. He's a ham too. He lived up there in Canada. So it was a pretty good job what he did of making a J-Pole for me. Okay, CPT.
Yeah, real good, Don. Yeah, I used to drive down there to, Roseville every day from Lapeer, 13 in Grosbeck. It was Kent Tool and Dye there. I worked in the 70s. So, I know that area. Plus, I was a truck driver from YRC Freight. I drove them that area all over the place down there with a 53-foot trailer. A lot of fun. People say, oh, I can't get through with a car. Hey, try the semi. So I'm basically retired now, but I just goofing off here and there, a little Uber and a little DoorDash or whatever, and a little bit of camping. So with that, I want to get back to what I was doing here. But anyway, just want to let you know, Don, that people are alive out here. It's a long reach for that mic to pick up, you know. 7-3, I'll catch up with you later. WARC.
Thank you, Mike, for coming back to the call, and I appreciate that you do so. And good to hear you out there on the 2-meter Mecca repeater. It's a good repeater. I heard it's a good leak to different locations, how far it goes, as far as you live with that. So it's doing a good job for the leaks and all that are connected to everywhere where you can make contact to somebody to talk with. So it's always nice to have a link like that in that system. 7-3 for now, and God bless you, and you have a great evening. KC, CPT, I'll be clear.